Hello, and welcome to Right on Time with Route Smart, where we interview thought leaders and decision makers in routing technology. Route Smart has created the world's most intelligent routing systems, solving the most complex routing challenges faced by newspapers, public works, utilities, postal, and local delivery. Learn more by visiting routesmart.com. And here is your host, Matthew Kemeny.
Hello, and welcome to the fifth episode of Right on Time with Route Smart. My name is Matt Kemeny. I'm the communications manager for Route Smart Technology, and I'm lucky to be joined today by David Biederman, CEO and executive director of the Solid Waste Association of North America, also known as SWANA, of which we are a member. And my coworker, Jessica Searfoss, who's the business development manager and handles our public works industry. So, welcome. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining us on this podcast today. Our fifth podcast. I think I'm surprised we haven't gone viral yet. I mean, we got five of these. It's great.
Well, now that David and I are on it, you know, our following, maybe we can make that a goal.
Hopefully. All right. So we're here today to talk about safety, because safety is a core value of ours. And really, at the end of the day, it's the most important thing to be able to come back home to your family. So we have the safety summit that's coming up as part of WasteCon. So maybe we can kick it off and talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Thanks, Matt. And thanks, Jessica, for inviting me to participate in your podcast today. SWANA is very excited to host our annual safety summit on November 1st through the 3rd in Orlando, Florida at WasteCon. We're going to have six sessions focused on providing tools and resources to those in the solid waste industry in both the private and public sectors to allow them to improve their safety performance and reduce accidents and injuries.
And we're really honored to be a gold sponsor of that. So we're happy to join in that mission with you. I don't think people, you know, I know people know that garbage collection, waste collection is a dirty job for sure, but it's also a very dangerous job. I think it's the fifth most dangerous job in the United States.
So collecting waste and recycling is about currently the sixth most dangerous job in the United States. It was fifth for like 4 years in a row. And SWANA has done a lot of communicating about how that's not acceptable and about how we think it's important to get the industry off the top 10 list. And so we've developed a number of initiatives and programs to try to drive that. And as of 2019, we were sixth. In December of this year, the 2020 data will come out, and I'm cautiously optimistic we're going to see some improvement there. And I will also share with you and your listeners that so far in 2021, we've seen a reduction in collection fatalities in the United States. And so we are seeing some progress made over the past few years.
David, I'm curious, what do you think are the top initiatives that influenced that creep, even just down one place?
I would love to be able to scientifically tell you with precision, here's the reasons why we've gone from fifth to sixth, or from 35 fatalities to 30 fatalities. And again, 30 fatalities is way too many. That's, you know, one every other week. But I think that SWANA and others have done a really good job of infusing safety as a core value for solid waste, not just in collection, but in processing and disposal as well. And putting safety front, making safety front of mind for people, communicating a lot about safety, providing better equipment, giving people the tools and the resources they need so that they can keep themselves safe. That's how we're going to continue to drive down the injury rate and the fatality rate for solid waste workers.
It sounds like a lot of your members are heeding the message too, right?
Well, we have definitely seen a lot of participation from our members in our safety program. So about 4 years ago, we created a safety ambassador position in each of our 47 chapters. The purpose of this was to infuse safety within the infrastructure of SWANA and make it like part of what we do. And that program has exceeded, frankly, my expectations. Many chapters have multiple safety ambassadors for different parts of their state, maybe for different areas in the industry. So we have like 60 safety ambassadors now. And what those safety ambassadors are doing is distributing the information that we send from headquarters, doing education at chapter events, promoting these new events called hauler safety outreach programs, which I'd love to tell you about.
Yeah.
And other things to get safety front of mind for everybody in the industry.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and tell us about those programs.
So we realized a few years ago that a disproportionate number of the worker fatalities occurring in collection are occurring at small haulers who aren't members of SWANA and who aren't members of the National Waste and Recycling Association, where I worked as their safety director, or in fact of any association. These are 1, 10, 12 truck companies that don't have safety directors, that don't have the same access to information that larger companies or big cities have. And so we need to meet the industry where they are. And so what we did is we developed a program where we take 3-4 hours in a day, we go to a landfill or a transfer station or a recycling facility and set up shop outside the scale. And we give safety information to the collection crews there. And maybe we'll give them a water bottle or a high-vis vest. And we'll give them some SWANA branded safety information that they can bring back to the boss and say, hey, when we dumped the load at the landfill, they gave us this stuff about safety and we're not supposed to be on our cell phone when we're driving. Why do you keep calling me? That's how we change things in the industry. We have to meet the industry where we are. You know, partnering with big national safety organizations is nice, but this is an industry where we have to meet the workers where they live and where they work, and that's on the truck when they're dumping their load.
Yeah, that sounds like a great program, and you know, I appreciate all the work that you've been doing to try to reduce the number of incidents out there. RouteSmart, you know, we have safety is one of our core values as well. And Jessica, maybe you can talk a little bit about what we do in our routing solutions to reduce the frequency of injuries to public works workers and the collection workers.
Yeah, I think one of the central themes that we get asked about as it relates to safety has a lot to do with traffic and turns and maneuvers, which is broad. I get a lot of inquiries having to do with backing and just the way that the software would handle situations. I mean, obviously there's cul-de-sacs and they're not going away. And so there are situations that require maneuvers, but the idea here is to be thoughtful about them with the software and understand the traffic patterns and how a garbage truck, we're not talking about a compact sedan, the software is understanding what kind of vehicle that we're driving. I think another key point of interest and a differentiator with RouteSmart has to do with the fact that we truly do consider the side of service that the collection is being made, in the sense that regardless of the style of truck, even if a company or a group is using rear loading vehicles for safety reasons, they may not allow what we refer to as a meander service to collect on both sides. I still see it locally all the time where the truck is inching along with traffic whizzing by in a congested area or even just a rural area, but the staff member is looking both ways. They've got to dart across the street, drag a can, wait, drag a can back, because they're still collecting on a meander service and trying to do both sides at the time. So the tools that we have will define a right side service and then efficiently route you back down the other side of the street to complete service of the street so that you're not darting across traffic. Traffic in general is another consideration that I think RouteSmart relates to safety and understanding where your congestion points are, for example, around school areas during certain times of days, certain stretches of road, you know, going north or south, even by time of day. This is all the intelligence that is considered in the software that users could leverage to further refine their routes and just make those small gains like David talks about with safety. It's the, you know, the little pieces that will collectively add up to a shift in the mentality. And it trickles from the top down, I think, is also where you're going, is where you're trying to work from the top up and bring the message up, which I think is another strategy that's probably serving well, hence the notch that you're getting in improvements in safety measurements.
Well, that's exactly right, Jessica. We try to both speak to the owners and the managers through our safety messaging, but we're also trying to reach the front line. Just this morning when I was walking my dog, I watched a collection crew do exactly what you said, Jessica, double siding, picking up on both sides of the street. And the helper was not wearing a safety vest, a high risk safety vest. Those types of operations contribute to our elevated poor safety performance. And so we have to work on addressing that. And I think that the software solution that you just described can be very helpful in that regard.
What are some of the things that makes waste collection so dangerous? I know that, you know, a lot of times it's early in the morning, it's dark out, visibility is bad, but what are some other things that contribute to that?
Waste collection is done at all hours of the day and all types of weather. And so there are slip and fall hazards at all times. We're out on the street, and guess what? People don't always drive well or see the garbage truck, or in particular, the worker. And so that's why one of the leading causes of worker fatality in the industry is being struck by another vehicle, which is why we've championed the Slow Down to Get Around program so heavily over the past 10 years. The other leading cause is backing. What I mean by that is being backed into by your own truck. One would think that a sanitation worker would know not to stand behind the truck while it's going backwards and avoid being struck by the truck. But unfortunately, it's one of the leading causes of fatalities, because oftentimes workers are trying to work quickly, complete their routes quickly, and they sometimes cut corners, and that can lead to very bad consequences.
Yeah, and our tools try to avoid, and maybe Jessica can expand on this, but our tools try to avoid situations where a truck is backing up.
Yeah, that's why, that's in the previous conversation, that's what I'm, a lot of people, they want to know how the maneuvers are handled or could be handled. And I think actually one of the things that RouteSmart also offers is the flexibility, in that there are situations that you want to be able to make a left turn, or for example, you can make a left turn, but you choose not to. You want to not use an intersection because of historical accident rates or a sharp turn or things like that. And so the way that the vehicle is maneuvered, there are hard constraints as well as flexible constraints, but we have an ongoing conversation with the majority of our clients, and also just prospects that are coming up and asking. They want to understand how they handle backing, and they want to understand how the service is complete if they do have right side or meander with the rear load trucks. There's a lot of conversation about the speeds. We calibrate different speeds so that you can slow down your service speed from your posted speed, so that when you create a route, it's actually realistic. You know, instead of just having your posted speed, which is creating this nice route that you would whiz past, but it's really not realistic. The software is thinking about the fact that really you need to be going slower. So let's realistically calibrate that and effectively build the realistic routes around what you should be doing to meet your safety requirements.
Yeah, David, can you talk a little bit about what government agencies and private haulers can do to best equip their workers to safely carry out their duties?
Well, first of all, they have to make sure that their workers are healthy and ready to work, right? So that means that we need to make sure that we're not sending people out who are under the influence, they're not sleep deprived, they're not on prescription medications, and that they're ready to work. And once that they're on the route, they have a truck that is as safe as possible. and that they're using the safety equipment in the truck to help their safety. So what does that mean? It means that the safety belt works. It means that the mirror, the windshield isn't cracked. It means that the mirror isn't cracked. It means that the mirrors on both sides of the truck are working. It means the backup alarm is working. Those sound like really basic things, but unfortunately, when garbage production is up as it is residentially in the United States during the pandemic, there is a little bit of an urgency to go and get the extra trash, and we can't cut corners on truck safety. And then there's the training and communications aspect. Employers have a responsibility to identify the hazards that workers are likely to face and teach them how to address them so they don't become injured on the job or worse. And so training and then communicating about the training on a regular basis, whether using SWANA's weekly safety newsletter or other tools, and there's a lot of good tools out there, is a way to get workers to change their unsafe behaviors and reduce the frequencies of accidents and injuries.
And a lot of that training you're going to hear from at the Safety Summit, is that right?
That's exactly right. I like the way you brought that back to the Safety Summit. Well done. The Safety Summit is intended as a train-the-trainer sort of event where people can come and get information and tools that they can then go back to their workplaces and use to train their workers. So you'll hear not just about what the rules are, because we all know what the rules are, but how to train people, how to reach a worker who's been working in as a driver for 20 years, who thinks that he or she knows everything she needs to know about how to drive a garbage truck safely. And we do this at things like WasteCon Safety Summit. Chapters are holding safety events. We hold frequent webinars around safety, and we're always looking to partner with companies and local governments to provide additional safety information. And hopefully this podcast is an example of that.
I appreciate that. Anything else to add, Jessica?
The ambassador program you mentioned too. Hopefully that's growing.
Well, it really has. We've seen chapters appoint up to 4 safety ambassadors in a specific state and have the safety ambassadors present at conferences. It's led to safety content being in the annual conference of chapter events. And then we've had safety ambassadors do whole safety outreach programs without assistance from headquarters, which is fantastic, from our office. But we've really grown the program. The ambassadors get together on a quarterly basis. They're going to be meeting at WasteCon in Orlando. We'll be reviewing. It'll be the first time we've met in person in 2 years, so there'll be a lot to review. And we're very much looking forward to sharing best practices and figuring out how to address the ongoing challenges that we have in this industry.
That's great. Any final thoughts from either of you on safety issues and public works and waste collection?
Ladies first.
It is an ongoing theme. I have to say it is a more vocal theme, which is a good thing. You know, from been doing this 14 years, and it by far is the loudest it's ever been in the past few years. I think some of the pandemic has contributed to that, because there's been other shifts in work and the way that collections have run and that have been highlighted by just the different volumes. And I think that with a reduction in workforce and all of that, I just think that there's been an even stronger emphasis put on whatever we are doing, we have to be as efficient and safe as possible, because that people are getting picked off for all the other reasons we need to keep who we have and keep them safe. And even without the pandemic, you know, even 3, 4, and 5 years ago, I can still say that I've just noticed an uptick. So I'd like to think that that's a part of your messaging and just SWANA's efforts in general, which I'm sure you'll continue to carry forward and build on, which is great.
Jessica, I agree completely with what you just said. The volume of safety's importance has been increasing over the past 5, 6 years. But the pandemic has provided an opportunity to heighten that because workers are sensitive to health and safety issues because of COVID. And if they're aware that their health might be at risk, if they touch the garbage and there's COVID in the garbage, well, that provides a teachable moment to tell people, hey, that's why you need to wear gloves. Or maybe you don't want to ride on the riding step of the garbage truck while it's going backwards because we want to keep you healthy. And so we have this opportunity to reach the workforce a little bit better. But we are going to continue striving to improve safety in the industry. Keeping people safe is the most important thing that SWANA does, and nothing we do is more important than helping the hardworking men and women of this industry, particularly in collection, get home safely to their families at the end of the day. It's a important obligation, and I hope to be able to continue to do that for years to come.
Well, I appreciate Jessica and David. Thank you for joining us on this podcast. I thought we really covered some great issues here and got a lot of education out there to the public. I really hope it does resonate. And thank you for your hard work and continue to bring those numbers down. We'd like to get it to zero if possible. It's a difficult challenge, but all the things that you've been doing certainly help.
Thank you, Matt. Very much appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you guys at WasteCon in Florida.
And if you haven't downloaded our podcast, you can download it. It's on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Pandora. You can get some more information on SWANA's website. It's swana.org. And if you go to initiatives and click on safety, there's a lot of good information there about it. So thanks again, and talk to you soon.
You have been listening to Right on Time with Route Smart. Be sure to follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thank you, and join us next time.